Corcoran serves as House Budget Chief, but soon after Election Day, he'll be sworn in as next Speaker. When he says reforms are going to be more than superficial, lobbyists take him seriously. For example, Corcoran recently said he wants lobbyists to publicly document their first-time meeting with House members and attach their names to the legislation they're trying to sway. Florida Association of Professional Lobbyists Chairman Dave Mica says he's reserving judgment until Thursday, when Corcoran is expected to unveil the proposed rules.
Most, if not all, folks who practice this profession wouldn't mind others knowing who they're meeting with, but some may. And there may be some who want to maintain the existing levels of privacy.
Mica wrote Corcoran a letter offering industry input into the reforms, but Mica says he's yet to hear back. Common Cause lobbyist Ben Wilcox says reformers are encouraged by Corcoran's comments so far.
He's seen from the inside what the problems are, and I think he's going to try to, you know, address them during his time as Speaker.
Whatever he proposes, Corcoran can expect pushback. Lobbyists fought an unsuccessful court battle over a 2005 gift ban that prevents lawmakers from taking so much as a cup of coffee. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.